Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you here as we celebrate our lives of faith, in particular on this All Saints Sunday. In a moment, I'm going to turn it over to Robin Small with an announcement about what we're going to be doing with all the candles here. I'll turn it over to Robin now for announcements about candles and other good things.
Good morning. This Thursday, St. Mark's is offering an educational workshop designed to help participants understand and address timely financial topics concerning financial planning. The workshop is called Prepare Wisely, Strategies for the Future, and it'll be a panel discussion involving the following topics: how to make informed decisions based on current conditions in financial markets and tax law, how to align financial decisions with faith and values, and how to deal with downsizing, gifting, and leaving a legacy. There will be plenty of time following for questions and answers. The panel is a very strong one, complete with many professionals that can answer the questions that you have. Mick Sayen, who is the Thrivent representative, Doug Ruck, attorney from Pemberville, Michael Richter, CPA, Micheline Goff-Oates, funeral director and pre-need advisor, and Sue Klotz from St. Mark's Endowment Committee. All of those professionals will be presenting a piece of the program, but then will be there to answer many, many questions. There's no charge for this event, and it is not a sales pitch. It's merely informational for you to be able to come and get some great education. So please join us on Thursday, and if you would please sign up at the welcome desk if you plan to attend so that we can plan refreshments for everyone.
Please rise. And we begin our worship in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us confess our sins before God and one another. Faithful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of your sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us sing our gathering hymn together.
We come with all that burdens us.
There is no God like you, O Lord.
If you choose, O God, you can make us clean. You have shown us the way to life.
There is no God like you, O Lord.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, through the witness of the saints who have gone before us, you call us to humble ourselves in the face of your wisdom. Open our minds that we might be enlightened beyond the limits of our own expectations, and heal us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you all to be seated and for my young friends to come forward and join me for the children's sermon at this time. And we're going to move out front here a little bit. Let's gather over here by the baptismal font. How about that? All right. Change things up a little bit today. And here comes Ella with the mystery box. All right. You did?
Yeah.
That's neat.
Got to be pastor out there.
Yeah? Cool. All right. Yes, we'll get those noisy offering cans started too. Thank you, Robin. And we have got here...
Snowcat.
Is this from Paw Patrol?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And what does Snowcat do? She drives in the snow, kind of like a snowmobile? Awesome. And they have all kinds of adventures, right?
Yeah.
And what do they usually do? They try to what? Solve problems, fix, help things, help people?
Yeah.
Right? Well, in
Oh, this is gonna be easy.
What's that? You go ahead, Carson. What's it going to be? You don't know? Okay. You said this is going to be easy. I thought you had it all set up. Well, I guess the thing that I want to lift up today is in a little while, all these candles that are behind you are going to be lit up. And those are lit for all the hundreds of thousands of millions of people who've lived before us, who've told us about Jesus down through the ages. And they have done it in ways that are big and small. I'm going to give you Snowcat back. But the thing is, we have a responsibility now ourselves, you and me, to help others by telling them about Jesus. And so in the same way that the Paw Patrol says, what do they have, like a Let's Go Rescue or something like that?
Yeah.
What is it? Okay. Okay. Well, you know, like what we're called to do as Christians is to work together like the Paw Patrol do to help other people. And that's kind of what makes us lights to the world. Did you know each of you is a light in this world? Can you imagine a little candle up on top of your head? Wouldn't that be funny? But that's exactly what you guys are. Then you'd be on fire? Well, think of it as an imaginary light. So imagine yourself walking around with a light on top of your head, and it's a light that's supposed to shine and tell people about Jesus. So as you walk out, anytime you put on a hat, think, whoop, I don't want to cover up my candle flame. But we're to work together like Paw Patrol as Christians to help people. So let's say a prayer and ask God to help us work together to help others, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for making us your lights in the world. Help us work together to help others. In your name, amen. Our lesson today comes from the second book of Kings, chapter 5, verses 1 to 14. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife, and she said to her mistress,
"If only my lord were here with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy."
So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said,
"Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel."
He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said,
"Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me."
But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king.
"Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel."
So Naaman came and with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance to Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying,
"Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean."
But Naaman became angry and went away, saying,
"I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?"
He turned away and went away in rage. But his servants approached and said to him,
"Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said was, 'Wash and be clean'?"
So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company. He came and stood before him and said,
"Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a present from your servant."
Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, for those of you who are history buffs, next Sunday is November 11th, and at 11 a.m., that is on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, we will mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. And it's been interesting to see how little coverage there's been of that war and its 100th anniversary. But I guess it makes sense to some effect because all the participants are gone. There's no one who was there to remember it. 100 years after the fact, the so-called war to end all wars has begun to fade into the darkness of history. And so it seems somewhat prophetic then that in the wake of that war, on November 11th, 1921, when the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier was dedicated at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, that the inscription on his grave read in part, "Known but to God." Because now, 100 years on, most of the people who were involved in that war are known but to God alone. Their names, their lives, their stories are all but forgotten. And it's kind of humbling to realize that 100 years from now, you and I will only be known but to God as well. And what made me think of that this week in relation to our lesson today is that in our story, all the big names are remembered, Elisha, Naaman, the kings of Israel and Aram. But when it comes to the quote-unquote small players in the story, the slave girl, Elisha's messenger, Naaman's servants, we don't get their names. Their names are forgotten, known now only to God. And yet it's these unknown saints who really make the story. I mean, it's the slave girl who first tells Naaman about the power, the healing power of the God of Israel. And it's Elisha's messenger who tells Naaman what he needs to do in order to receive that healing power. And finally, it's Naaman's servants who have the courage to tell him, "Hey, get over yourself, man. Put aside your pride and your ego and accept this great gift that God is offering you." And so what we see in our lesson today is that God chooses to reveal himself to the powerful man Naaman. That is, God chooses to make himself known, make his power known, and bring about the conversion of Naaman through the lives of these ordinary, everyday saints who've long since been forgotten and whose names are now known only to God. And on this All Saints Sunday, these servants in our story today represent for us all the other unknown saints who've lived throughout the century. Those quiet, humble saints who, like the ones in our story today, have faithfully told others about the love and the power of God whenever and wherever they've had the opportunity. From the missionaries who took the gospel to the ends of the earth, to all of the ordinary, everyday men and women who stayed at home, worked their jobs, raised their families, built their communities, all the while passing on their faith to their kids, their friends, and their neighbors. It's because of all these faithful saints, these forgotten saints, it's because of their faithfulness that you and I are here today proclaiming our own faith in Jesus Christ. Martin Luther once said that by virtue of our baptism, all Christians have been called to proclaim God's word to one another. He called this the priesthood of all believers, and we are to proclaim the good news of God through all that we say, all that we do, and all the ways we serve in the world. And so no matter what role we play, Luther says, be it a student, a parent, a neighbor, an employee, an employer, we're called to share our faith in God the way all the other saints who've gone before us have, including the saints in our lesson today. And I just want to take a moment, speaking of our lesson, to focus on this young slave girl at the very beginning of the story. Because if you think about her story, here she was a child, kidnapped from her home and made a slave, a captive in a foreign country. She had every reason in the world to feel sorry for herself and not to want to help the captors who surrounded her. And yet we see that her heart and her mind aren't poisoned by bitterness and anger and self-pity. Instead, we see that she has the same mind in her that was in Christ Jesus. The mind he had when he took on the form of a servant and humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross, as St. Paul says. In other words, just as Jesus sought the benefit of his captors, you and I, when he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," here in our lesson today, this young girl seeks the benefit of Naaman when she tells him about the power of God active in Elisha, the man of God. And in a few moments, you and I are going to have the opportunity to come forward and celebrate all of those saints who've gone before us, all those saints who took advantage of the opportunities afforded to them in their lifetime to share their faith with us, regardless of whatever circumstances they were in. As we light these candles up here in a few moments, let us pray that their lives and their light and their memory may be an example for us and an inspiration to us in our own lives and in our own examples to others. Because you and I are the saints God has called to use today. By virtue of our baptism, you and I have been called to let the same mind be in us, that servant mind that was in Christ and this young girl. That is, you and I are called to seek the eternal welfare of those who come after us by passing on our faith to them. Let us pray as we celebrate these saints that we may be as faithful in our duty to the next generation as these saints were to us. At this time, I want to invite you to take out your connection card for this week and look at the next steps on the back side, as I mentioned earlier. And I'm just going to quickly highlight a few of these next steps. The first one is to join our November challenge of reading a book or a chapter of the book of Proverbs each day. Last week, we had 67 people sign up for that challenge, and they're all getting a daily email now with a link to read the chapter that's assigned for the day. And since it's only a few days into the month, it's not too late for you to join that challenge as well. So if you check that one and make sure your email address is included, we'll get you on the list. The second next step I want to highlight is to express your gratitude to someone in your life who's helped bring you closer to God. In other words, who is the servant girl or the other servants that are in the story today in your life? As I thought about that, you know, oftentimes we can see God at work in the lives of others just as they faithfully go about living with the problems and the struggles that they deal with every day. And usually they don't even know we're watching them, but we see them. We see their faith and we're inspired by it. Their witness makes us want to be more faithful in our own lives. So who are some of those people in your life? If you've got someone like that, then take time this week to thank God for them and then tell them thank you. Tell them how God has been using them to inspire you. You'll humble them and also surprise them with that message. And finally, on this All Saints Sunday, it's worth remembering, as I said earlier, that 100 years from now, you and I will be no different than all the saints in our lesson today and all those who served in World War I. That is, our names and our stories will be forgotten, known only to God. So let's pray that God would allow us to do the one thing that will outlast us for all eternity, and that is to pass on our faith to others. So this final next step is to ask God to give you an opportunity this week to share your faith with someone in some way. And when he gives you that opportunity, pray that he'd also give you the courage to do it. So pray about which of the next steps Christ is calling you to take this week. And once you've answered that, place your connection card in the offering plate a little bit later when it comes around. And pray that God would make your life a light to those who come after you, just like all of these lights represent those who were lights to us who've gone before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please join me in confessing our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. O Lord, Naaman listened to your faithful servants and received the healing that he sought. May we also be open to seeking wisdom as together in Christ we reach up, reach out, and reach in. God of healing, O Lord, be with all who struggle to make difficult choices or find peace within a conflicted mind. Give them the serenity to seek your wisdom and the courage to reach out. Continue to provide guidance for our Stephen ministers as they listen with compassion to those who are hurting and alone. God of healing, with a touch, you can make us well, O God. Grant your healing spirit to those who cannot rest due to conflict, disaster, illness, or tragedy. We lift up before you today Carla Gagner, Ann Walston, Lois Sonnenberg, Richard Hahn, Rose Ackerman, and for the grieving survivors at Squirrel Hill, and those we remember in our hearts before you. God of healing, Heavenly Father, we give thanks for all your saints in heaven and earth as we lift our hearts and voices to sing your praise. May the faithful witness of those who've gone before us encourage us in our service to you. God of healing,
into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your risen Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another.